Branch, mollusca, Conseil said. Class, Acephala. Order, Tessacea. Correct, my scholarly Conseil. Now then, those Tessacea capable of producing pearls include rainbow abalone, turbo snails, giant clams, and saltwater scallops. Briefly, all those that secrete mother-of-pearl, in other words, that blue, azure, violet, or white substance lining the insides of their valves. Are mussels included, too? The Canadian asked. Yes, the mussels of certain streams in Scotland, Wales, Ireland, Saxony, Bohemia, and France. Good, the Canadian replied. From now on, we'll pay closer attention to them. But, I went on, for secreting pearls, the ideal mollusk is the pearl oyster Melagrina margaritifera, that valuable shellfish. Pearls result simply from mother-of-pearl solidifying into a globular shape. Either they stick to the oyster's shell, or they become embedded in the creature's folds. On the valves, a pearl sticks fast. On the flesh, it lies loose. But its nucleus is always some small, hard object, say a sterile egg or a grain of sand, around which the mother-of-pearl is deposited in thin, concentric layers over several years in succession.